But yeah, did you want to do Twitter questions, or do you want to take phone calls, or do we want to how do we want to do this, Deuce?
It's your show. What do you think, Killer?
Well, right now it's our show.
It's our show.
But in the end,
you can make bunk beds.
Yeah, let's make some bunk beds.
And how have you not seen Step Brothers?
I'm getting some Twitter questions. Photographer Chris Hanks, look at this question that I got 53 seconds ago from Pressbox Funny. The question is,
there's someone named Pressbox Funny, Julie.
Pressbox Funny. Awesome.
How do you like that?
Twitter handle.
Love it.
And the question for me is, are your nipples black? That's the question.
Fair question.
It's weird.
Jeremy Plumley asks, will you challenge Dale Hansen? He misspells Hansen. I love that. Will you challenge Dale Hansen to a match at Fight Night for the title of DFW's Best in Television? No. Let's see. What else we got here?
How would you do?
I probably won't answer that one.
So fighting against other DFW TV lead sports anchors. First of all, who's the CBS lead sports
Bill
anchor
Jones,
now?
The great Bill Jones.
You we would call him lead?
Yeah, he does the weeknights there.
Did they not renew Babe? Was that just a, you know how you've,
yeah.
They're, how would I say it that they are, would I say they're diminishing the role of the sports anchor in local news just across the nation?
God, don't open that can of worms with me right now. We don't
you
even.
You mean, are they taking them off newscasts?
They're diminishing it. Yeah. Oh, you're doing a joke.
Brian, yeah. Brian's making fun of the fact that we're not in the newscast anymore.
They're not even in the newscast, which is weird to me.
But we still
but also they gave you the 30-minute
right.
show, which is, and if you asked me, I would take that. Like, if you said, you can either do 5 minutes during the news, or you can have your own 30-minute show, personally, I'd go 30-minute show, but maybe that's just not what you're used to or comfortable with, because that's quite a swath of time, and that's, you know, you, in theory, get to do so much more. You know, I would think you were the first guy to be cut from time if a breaking story happened. Like, well, we'll cut the sports. Now you're like, I got tonight.
And that was very frustrating at times. But I'm not going to lie to you. I do miss being a part of the actual newscast every night. I mean, when you've been doing it for 30 years, it's kind of part of your routine.
And you do an hour newscast, so it would seem that there would be a couple of minutes. And
I know.
This is obviously touching a bit of a nerve, but I also think the opportunity you have to the half hour time slot is not. I would think a lot of guys would love to get a half hour show.
And there are many nights where I think it's a big advantage to us to have that kind of time, and we can get into topics in a more a deeper way than the other shows can, and we can have some more fun. We can have ticket people on Tuesday nights and do bits and have a good time with that. So I think we're figuring out a way to make it work. I do. Jared asks, how many hair transplants have you had?
You do have nice hair.
Keep that one to myself. Not as nice as it used to be, though. It's kind of getting me down now.
I actually had a question about your hair.
That's Killer, I believe. Go ahead, Jason. Killer Cullison.
Have you ever been approached by any of your producers or anybody like that to darken your hair to just for a minute, you know, go back to the original darkness?
Nobody,
or did you ever do that for a time?
Nobody has brought that up to me. I battle with that question. That's an internal struggle.
Try to grab the younger viewer.
Because there are times.
Gray blending.
Let's put it that way. Sometimes right after I come back from my stylist, she will have a magical way to just kind of cut the grays and leave some of the darks in, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I'm not really in that cycle right now.
I feel like
you
should go talk to David Moore, because his stylist does that really well.
Well, what do you think? So, Killer, if you're me, you think I should darken it?
I think you should give it a shot, see what happens. Your next vacation, see how you feel, what your wife and your daughters think.
Have you ever done any facial hair?
I have no beard to speak of. It'd be terrible.
Is that a no-no in TV? Because you don't really see the beard.
Like Kimmel started doing it. Or maybe he's been doing it for a while.
Kimmel and Fallon both have a beard.
Like you see, like Fallon's got a beard now.
Yeah. I don't think for news anchors it's a thing though. I don't. But you're right. It's just talk.
The sports
show
guy is supposed to be bald with a goatee, right? Badass. Lift some weights.
Right. I would have.
So if you took a 2 week vacation and just let your facial hair grow, you're just saying it wouldn't all connect?
It'd really be uneven. And it's weird. The only hair on my not to get gross here, but the only hair on my body that is still
go on
the color that it was 25 years ago is the hair on my upper lip. So when I do go without shaving a couple of days, that's like dark brown. So it would look really strange. It would look like I'm dyeing my mustache. Everything else would be gray, and it would be really patchy. It doesn't grow up high on my cheeks. I would have kind of an Abe Lincoln beard.
Have you ever,
beard.
Even just alone by yourself, and no one has ever seen it?
Exactly. Where does this go?
I'm a girl. I'm a guy.
No, not that. We've all done that. Am I right? We've all done that. What would I look like as a girl? Man, I'm kind of hot. No, shaved a Hitler mustache.
Of course. Of course, that's where it was going.
No, I've not done that.
By yourself.
I've never grown enough of a mustache to even have that much facial hair on my upper lip to make it look like a...
What could we do to get you to do that? Give you that 5 minutes back?
Right. You could figure out a way to get me into the number one ranked late local newscast. That'd be great. Millennial Goat asks, is Tony Romo a future Hall of Famer? I don't think so. Maybe on the cusp, but didn't play long enough at a high enough level, didn't win a title. Bobby two times asks, how often do you get mistaken for Steve Eager? I used to a lot, but not so much anymore because I look my age. Because
you're graying?
And he looks freakishly young for
a man.
So
you're saying that he is using some kind of an anti-gray formula in his hair.
He is a much more youthful-looking person than I am.
Do you know Jeb calls him Steve E-Break?
We're basically the same age.
He's not commenting on that.
Let's see. What else do we have here? I don't know that there are any other really appropriate questions to use on air, even for this.
How's Clarice? Does Clarice listen to the ticket?
I think that's a hard no there. I never get any feedback from her on my ticket appearances.
Is that on purpose because she like hates
no,
the ticket
I don't think
or
so.
It's this that she's that's not her bag?
I doubt. I mean, she's seems somewhat of a sports fan. I would be surprised if she listened to a whole lot of sports talk. I think she's probably listening to All News or NPR, one of those two. Not to speak for her, but that would be my guess. She is a journalist.
So you're not
pick
quite
up her dry cleaning right after this. That's a good reminder for me. I've got that in the phone. Okay, dry.
Is she like the
place.
King over there? Does she run that place?
Deservedly so. You can put up with that place for 40. I mean, if you can, you know, be there for 40 years and have the kind of career she has, I'd say you deserve the kind of respect.
Were you there before they were Fox?
A little bit of GD respect, Dan.
They weren't always Fox, right?
I got there in March of 94. We were CBS, and they'd been CBS since they signed on in the, whatever, the 50s. I got there in March of 94. About a month later, news came down that Murdoch had bought all these major market stations. We were going to be switched to Fox. And I'm like, I came here to work for a Fox station? What's Fox? And then by summer of 95, we were Fox. And now I think the Fox brand kind of helps us, if you know
what I
mean. I
think the Fox brand is good, yeah. But back then, it was thought of as kind of the rogue.
It was
the
scary.
Joke, right? The Joan Rivers show.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff.
It's pretty much The Simpsons and then
Herman's
what
Head.
Else? Right?
Yeah. But I guess when they got the NFL, that legitimized Fox for sure.
Definitely helped.
All right. Well, there's some Mike Ducey talk.
That was fun.
We will have an opportunity.
Can we do another segment like that? Or no, maybe not.
Well, we're going to take phone calls at 2:30, I think.
Okay, good.
In Friday follow-up. That is our goal, at least. But up next, Killer produced this week's Crow Line on the ticket.